Hello, it's AFK Football. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. I'm back. I'm cup final week. I've dusted it off. I've come back to have a go. Nah, Adam Smith just can't do it or somebody's working. So they've rolled me out. And I'm joined to help me out and help me through this and remind me what I'm doing by Harry Pryor, by Nicky Cornish, by Phil Blunder, and by Joel Richards. What a lovely room, as Adam Smith would say. Or Adam Smith would say, a lovely room and Harry Pryor.
Yes, that's what he does every time. Very offensive.
I've got some lovely guests and Harriet. But there we are. I love you, Harriet, very, very much. But anyway, and I love you guys as well, because you've sent in some fantastic questions. So we'll start with this one from Anthony Roach, and he wants to know, Phil, what are reasonable expectations for Diaz for the remainder of this season? So he's put in terms of games and goals, but just talk generally if you want, because he is a new signing, but he's hit the ground running. He's scored now for Liverpool, which is fantastic for him. What do you think we should expect from him, and what do you think the manager expects from him between now and the summer?
I almost think anything he does is a bonus, to be honest. I think, because, you know, we weren't theoretically wanting to sign him now. You've got to remember that. So anything he does do is a bonus that he does. And I think that he's just got to come in and play a bit. I think he might get a start on Sunday with the Jota and Firmino injuries, in fairness, just because, you know, who else? Almost the point where who else is there? But if one of the two of them is available, I think they'll play and he won't. But anything he does do, we can just go, sound nice one, thanks a lot, because there's better players in tune with exactly the style of play and the system and exactly what's needed. I think he's getting through games at the minute just by sheer ability, because I think I've said this a couple of times, so I apologise for repeating myself. I think there's a few times when he's making the wrong decision that Sadio Mane would have made a different decision that is more in line with what the manager wants.
But, you mean on the ball, Phil?
No, sort of off the ball. There was one, the best example I've got of it was away at Inter, and him and Andy Robertson are linking up on the left, and Robertson played like back heels the ball to him, and he's not there. Mm. And I just thought that Mane possibly would be. I might be completely wrong on that.
It's funny, because the reason I asked was when I was watching the Norwich game, there was one, and it was a ball was cleared out, and their guy was in midfield and had time to bring it down. And you could tell Diaz was wide, thinking, do I go in the middle there and try and press him and harry him, or do I sort of keep him position? And he, because he's not a lazy lad, but he just wasn't quite sure what to do, whereas Mane would have just gone over and just made life difficult for him.
There was one time there was one time first half as well where Shimakas basically said to him, no, don't do that, do this instead. And I think there's times you'll see that. So anything he does do, great. If he contributes, brilliant. And I think there is going to be a level of acclimatisation for him. And I just think it's, don't get too carried away with what we want from him. And anything we get out of him, fantastic.